Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 3rd, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, a few recent posts in connection to the Israel-Hamas war. How do you explain the need for unity to someone who is locked on a divisive worldview that continually seeks to justify one side and blame the other? I avoid pursuing such endeavors because it is a long process to prove something, if it is even possible at all, since there is an innate need in people to hold on to certain beliefs. Nevertheless, no matter the outcome, it is worthwhile for all who are willing to hear about the need for unity, to calibrate themselves in a way where they understand that positive human connection is their sole source of strength. By directing such connection toward the idea that there is a single force of love and bestowal in reality, they place themselves at the center of creation. They can then succeed, not by overpowering their opinion over others, but by showing that it is possible to achieve unity above all rivalries. More and more people will then open up to viewing unity above division as the ultimate solution to everyone's problems. What should Israel do to ensure the safety and eventual release of the Israeli soldiers and civilians taken hostage by Hamas? Beyond the strategies and tactics, we should give the people taken hostage the confidence that we are coming to save them. The hostages' main task is to hold out. They should completely focus on that while we need to save them, and do everything in order to ensure their safe return home. The Creator, the upper force of love and bestowal, is above this entire situation. We should all thus turn to the Creator, both us and the people taken hostage, so that the connection between us and the upper force will become tangible. What would be a sign of strength in response to the conflict in Israel? In today's world, strength is synonymous with unity. It is as simple as that. If we come together, then we draw into our connections the most powerful single, unique and unified force that exists in nature. Anyone who has been listening to my lessons or reading my texts would know that I always talk about the need to unite in order to draw nature's unifying force. It is because we need nothing else. But what exactly do I mean by unity? Unity means that we should feel like we are there for each other. There is no room for slackers, we need to stick together. You might recall the motto "One for all for one" from the Three Musketeers, a phrase many of us cherished in our childhood. If we ever appreciated this principle, it has since slipped away as life led us to a more self-centered every man for himself approach. Today's blows, however, act as a serious lesson and reminder of the need for such unity. We must have needed the recent tragic events to prompt us to unite. If we had been in a tendency to unite without them, then they would not have surfaced. Now, in the wake of tragedy, the extent of our strength will depend completely on the extent of our unity. We need to come together, to support, encourage, care and be there for each other, advancing together against the forces that have arisen to divide and destroy us. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, how should Israel respond to international threats? Beyond the necessary military response, there is a broader solution. We, the people of Israel, need to embrace peace, unity and mutual understanding among ourselves. With these qualities, we can resolve issues with our neighbors and, on a wider scale, bring about global harmony. I have been emphasizing this need to unite for several years. It is the only way to reach a lasting solution to these problems. The people of Israel are under immense external pressure because we are not fulfilling our role in contributing positively to the world. We are missing the point if we think that we contribute positively to the world in fields such as science, technology, medicine and innovation in general. Why? It is because those external exports are not the inner essence that the world ultimately needs from us. What the world needs is for us to set an example of unity among ourselves as a top priority. If we continue with internal animosity, protests and other divisive behaviors, even to the point of harming each other, we will inevitably see the consequences reflected in the increasing hatred from other people and nations toward us. The internal conflicts that intensified before the war contributed to the war itself and the behavior of those who attacked us. Therefore, our external problems are, at their core, a result of our inner conflicts. We need to convince ourselves to love one another. As such, global tensions will ease, and the hatred toward us will disappear. Fight against the evil inclination. Question: what should a person do when he reveals the evil inclination in him and does not have the strength to ask the Creator to correct him? He is even ready to fight with the Creator. Answer: be closer to your friends. Ask them for help and fight with them against the Creator. Question: what if he treats his friends badly so they cannot tolerate him and want to separate from him? Answer: talk to your friends and make sure that everyone understands that the main thing is to be against the evil inclination, against egoism, and you must unite in this. Then you will win. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 26, 2023. Writings of Rabash come unto Pharaoh, Part 1. Cultivate rapprochement. Question: now it has become noticeable that someone is already more ready for internal relationships in the 10, while someone else is on the way to it. Do these friends have to somehow manifest themselves in relation to others, or should it be only their internal attitude? Answer: in the 10, it is necessary to constantly cultivate rapprochement between friends and not hide it. There are friends who do not understand at all why getting closer to each other is necessary. By the way, those who have great egoism will go further and higher, as it is said, everyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. He will need a lot of time and effort to correct himself, but he will rise above the rest. Therefore, we cannot calculate who is better or who is worse, but only in comparison with what is at the moment. Inside the 10, everyone has to take care of everyone. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 2023. The Arvut, Mutual Guarantee. Renew the relationship with the Creator. Question: what does it mean to renew the relationship with the Creator? Answer: every time I feel myself in a new state, I have to turn to the Creator again, feel that there is none else besides Him, and thus move forward. From the fact that I want to reveal there is none else besides Him, I have to renew my relations with the friends again, strengthen the connection with them, and advance in this way. We generally have 3 points: I, the group, and the Creator. I must always try to see them together in one desire, one goal, and one action, and constantly take care of it. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 11, 2012. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides Him. Master of Disguise. Comment: the British actor-comedian Peter Sellers was well known for his mastery of impersonation. Some claimed that Sellers had no identity and in essence he had no individuality. Sellers said that behind the mask he was an empty vessel. His selflessness was widely discussed with speculations that he could not understand who he was. But in Kabbalah, it is believed that a person must nullify himself in order to accept information from another. My response: yes. But in Kabbalah, I study myself in relation to others all the time. I cannot study them if I do not know myself. At the same time, I absorb their desires, change under their influence, and explore both myself and them at the same time, and I observe how they invest in me. This is not attained by annulling oneself. What the British comedian did was a psychological egoistic trick. Yet, in Kabbalah, when I include you in myself without annulling myself, I completely unfold myself in order to fill you as much as possible. Therefore, I need all my properties. comment. At the end of his life, they say that Peter Sellers tried to play himself, but it did not work out. This was the tragedy of his life. My response: this is not so in Kabbalah. I do not feel myself this way, and I cannot imagine how it could be. On the contrary, when I make a restriction on my desires, I know what I am doing. They grow more and more in me, and I reduce these desires in their intention to receive for my own sake. All this is in order to feel the other in them. It is double work. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Master of Disguise, September 29, 2011. The Right to a Desire. Question: I have a feeling that the Creator created our group for something great. I cannot do anything about it. My desire is to correct the world. But it seems egoistic. Do I have the right to such a desire? Answer: of course you have the right. Any desire that exists in a person is from the Creator, and then a person has to think about how and what to do with this desire in order to come closer to the Creator. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, October 1, 2023. Lesson 4: Connecting is One Man with One Heart. For Joy to Win. Question: it is written in the sources that the upper light dwells in a place of joy. But our actions to unite are always in overcoming the ego and the rejection between each other, which are not in joy. It is always an effort, it is always hard. How can we connect these two things? Answer: this should be done gradually in mutual support of each other. If you understand what needs to be done, then you should talk to each other how you achieve this, with what efforts, and so on. And you will see that it is not so difficult. If you already have some kind of mutual understanding of what is happening between you, then you will overcome everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 21, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is the measure of faith in their Rav? Sensory transmission of information. Comment: it is very difficult to understand how information can be conveyed, not through words, but on a sensory level. Answer: words are general codes and nothing more. You are sitting in one place and I am somewhere else, and we transmit information through words. If we were connected, not by wires, but directly through our minds and feelings, then absolutely nothing would be required. There are no words inside our brain. There are some forces, synapse switching, and electrochemical processes. What do they have to do with words? They add up to some images. Balha Sulam writes a little about it. Basically, it all boils down to a very simple interaction of vessel and light. Comment: well, that would be a programming language, and yet it is still a language. Answer: we have to somehow express the program, retain it in a way, and transmit it in some form. But in fact, every time there is an image and you want to work with it outside of yourself, you have to express it in some way, convey it so someone receives it and understands it, and so on. But if you are connected with others on the inner level, as if you are one whole, no language is needed. Language is only a transmission. Question: it is said that Balha Sulam was ready to talk even to stones. Why did he want to articulate these words through language? Answer: this means he was ready to talk to any person willing to hear even a little about the purpose of creation. Question: it was important for him to convey information to his students, whether they understood him or not. It was important for him to bring it into the world. Why did the information have to be given verbally? Answer: how else can you bring it into the world if the world is not yet able to understand it? The Kabbalist does this through his students. This information will exist in them and will gradually leak through them into the world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, Transmission of Information Through Feelings, October 31, 2011. Two-way Connection. Question: You said we should turn to the Creator from a global connection. How do you know we are in such a connection? Answer: You must be connected to each other so that everyone feels the friends. And from this global connection, starting from your lowest level, rise higher and higher to the Creator and only together make a request to Him until the Creator begins to answer you. Such a two-way connection will be constantly between you. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "There is none else besides Him."